All right, so I'd like to call to order the August 10th, 2012 meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council. It's 8:47, and here today are members of Council, Lukey, Brown, Capellini, Husband, Hanem, Westfall, Mayor Stow, from the administration, Mr. Sanford, Laura Bigelow, Mike Tanzi. And we're here to have a formal conversation about our city website. A few of us met with Mr. Tanzi and Laura a while ago to sort of understand whether there's a need to revisit this issue. We've had our website for, I believe, 5 years. I think it's probably the most comprehensive and best-looking website by any public sector organization in Northwest Ohio. And I give a lot of credit to Mike and Laura for that in the beginning and working with our consultants to make that happen. But technology moves quickly, and it's moved quickly over the last 5 years. And it seems like both from a content standpoint and from a very significant usage standpoint, technology standpoint, that we at least owe ourselves a chance to stop and understand if there's other things that we should be doing. So Mike, I'm going to ask you to kind of walk us through the technology of it, and then maybe you and Laura could talk a little bit about some tweaks to the content as well.
Okay.
And we have, for those folks who are listening on the tape, you're going to miss the visuals because we have a very cool visual display this morning.
Which is available for anybody. This is part of an Apple TV installation we did. So any Apple device, or really any Windows device loaded with the proper technology, can show wirelessly up on the wall. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, this was state-of-the-art website. It's database-driven, and everything, we have a content management system, so multiple departments can put information for their events, for their department, and it has rights and administrators, and it works very well for 5 years ago. Now, what started this was the Chamber of Commerce wanted to come out with an app for Android and iPhones that would help spur the local economy. And the problem that I see, having an app for an iPhone is good, but as they go to that site and it says, for more information, click here, and then they go out to the websites for City of Sylvania, Place of Sylvania, and Sylvania Township, and other places using this Chamber app as a starting point, our sites aren't all that mobile friendly. And they hit this site with a mobile phone, and it would be like looking at the site through a telescope. You know, you could only get a little bit, you can move around and expand it, but I don't think that's the best way to keep them on our site. I started to look at the analytics for our site. I looked at the last 12 months and compared them with the 12 months before that. And when we first, say 2011 year and first of 2012, we've had 173% increase in the amount of mobile traffic to our site, from 6% to 15%. That's going to continue to grow. We've also had an increase in what we call our bounce rate, which is the number of people that go to a site and leave after the first page. Now, a couple different things can do this. One, if you've got the City of Sylvania as your home page, and you go, that's where you start, and then you go to wherever you're planning on going, that can do it. But it also can be, if you're a mobile user and it's not formatted so you can use the site, then you're it's not usable, you'll leave. Those are the type of people we want to keep on our site. If they're after information, especially for things to do. And when we first started the site, the biggest thing, people wanted to use the site for things to do in the community. Now, the Chamber is starting to help us with that with an Android app, but I think we should be part of that by having if it's a city event or someplace, they can go and look at that city event in a format that will help them. As long, I talked with Hart Associates, who did our original website, and this CMS is not really compatible with a mobile site. They can sell us a mobile site, but now we have double entry of everything we want to do. That's an issue. I think we should talk about either that or revamping the site and finding one that is not only has a CMS, but also uses the same database for mobile versus the full site.
Frank, when we were talking before, and by the way, I think your numbers are probably right. I've seen some data at work that suggests that upwards of 30% of people now get all of their information from mobile devices as opposed to on the internet, which is, you know, probably reflects how we all use our phones. But you have actually gotten some ballpark figures from the Hart folks about doing a revamp, right?
Well, a mobile site alone was 25,000.
Yeah, I think we need to give the members of the committee a sense of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Was that a mobile site was 25,000?
Yeah.
$25,000 just for the mobile site. I think that's a bit high.
Okay, so a mobile site is a parallel site?
Parallel site. Uses a separate database. So you wouldn't want to drive your entire site into a mobile format. You would want to do things that people who are on the go want to see, I would believe. But I think we should really get some outside information from PR type people who not only just build websites, but help design websites.
So mobile site is a, it's a parallel site with selective portions of the site included.
Right. Selective portions of the same content.
Yeah.
Our site.
Okay.
If you're looking up a phone number for a city official, this is something that they hit a pothole. They grab their phone, want to get somebody in City Hall just to address that. They're sitting in a restaurant Sunday morning having breakfast. What do you want to do today, dear? They grab the phone and they pop into the city of Sylvania, find out what's going on in town that day. So they want to look at events, they want to look at happenings. We're starting to use Facebook, so they could pop in and look at our Facebook page.
Let me just ask a quick question here.
Sure.
So the mobile parallel site is an option, but there are some websites that are, not in our case, but have been started from scratch that are developed to be a mobile site as well as an internet site.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Now, I wasn't listening. You sort of said that there was another option besides the development of a mobile site that maybe was an option for us.
Well, to pare down what we do here and move more towards a Facebook-type environment.
We talked about that because we talked a little, you and I talked about that a bit, and I've had an experience at work with a Fortune 500 company where rather than developing a mobile site, they just decided to create a Facebook site that has some of that stuff on it, which is pretty easily accessible. That's right.
Yeah, we can make some pages on our site formatted more for mobile information, and then use our Facebook to drive to those specific pages. It's going to take some work, but times being what they are, I mean, we'd need to look at that. So,
that's a less costly option.
Well, I don't know that at this point, but I would think it would be. We're going to have a little bit of money tied up in a consultant to tell us how to set up the Facebook page, but I don't believe we would have as much in setting up the Facebook page as building a whole database-driven mobile site. It's just something a little alternative.
Talked a little bit, and I'm not sure that you and Laura agree on this, but the fact that if we had a Facebook site, and the city does have a Facebook site, but it doesn't have a lot of users, right, Mike?
Doesn't have a lot of users, but we haven't done any advertising other than on our homepage.
Right.
And Laura and I don't have a lot of time to put all that information on both sites. So you end up with, again, parallel input of data And when you start to get busy and the phones are ringing, you say, okay, which site do I put this information on? And it can get out of sync very quickly. You go two directions for your sites. That's a problem. And if you have Twitter, you've got a third direction.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. I do think that the social media and the social technology is just, you know, ballooning. And that it's something that probably needs a really kind of a comprehensive look. I think that's probably what we're thinking. But it is maybe more than just a mobile website. What is our responsibility to Facebook? What is our responsibility to Twitter and all those other things? And as fast as we accommodate those, they're going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the challenge. And certainly in my day job, it's become practically a full-time job just to manage the social media. We don't have the capacity for that at this point in time. Do we have any responsibility to do that? I don't know, but certainly we want to keep our community as well informed as possible in the avenues that they're going to find the information. So
we get a lot of information from city and county government magazines, but I also look at who publishes those. People who write websites keep telling me I need to do more with my website. So I got to look at.
Yeah, you know, for my day job, though, one of the things that we've begun talking about to clients is the fact that a Facebook page is not only inexpensive, but it also is a push strategy, right? We talked when we were meeting with Mike and Laura about the fact that, this was 2 days after the big storm went through town and trees were down and the city had just made a decision to do pickup of all the big branches. You know, at this point, if somebody wants to find out if the city is going to pick up branches, they either call if they know who to call, or they look on the website and maybe it's there, maybe not, they hunt around. But you know, if you have a Facebook site, and in an ideal world you have, you know, 20,000 Facebook likes that you could push out to, you could post that there, correct, as a post, and all of a sudden people have it in their email, right, on their mobile device, and there it is. So, you know, we have to think in terms of how people increasingly will get information as a service to them. We do, you know, this is a phenomenally service-rich city government, right? We do a lot for our citizens. And so, you know, to push that out, you know.
I was just going to say, if I may say, so since Mike made me an administrator on the Facebook page, and I started posting leaf pickup, limb pickup, whatever, a few things here and there, JD Farr, every time I would post something, we'd get a few more likes that day.
Yeah, but.
And now that I'm a user of Facebook, I now understand that people don't have to go and search for the information, it comes to them. Yeah. So I am all in favor of keeping up our Facebook page and making it definitely user-friendly and keeping that up to date, along with making our website a mobile app, because people are going to use that a lot more. And they're going to like our page, because the information, like I said, comes to them instead of having to go search for it. So the Facebook page is amazing.
Yeah,
for information.
But as much as we opened up our website to having a CMS and different people input, I think we also need to look at Facebook the same way. That if somebody just blows the street down that's going to disrupt traffic, somebody on the street committee or street department needs to jump into Facebook and to make sure that's known. They can't just get, when they get back to their office, send a memo that might get there the next day that ends up on Facebook. And then
that's our problem. That's Mike's problem, and my problem is there's so much going on, but we don't know about it. Everybody has to contact us so we can get it on our page, and then it's old.
Yeah, that's an issue, though, within your city staff, right?
Correct. I mean, so we just need to
right. Make
it more, make more users on that, more administrators on that eventually.
But as I said, you know, if a city committee decides to have an impromptu meeting, then one of the people from council, we would be happy to have you put that right on the Facebook page and inform everybody, push it out. So,
can we go back a second? So, in the very beginning, you were talking about the differences between having parallel websites and making our websites phone friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the $25,000 thing to make our website?
Making a mobile site is gonna. I got one freshman part. They would want $25,000 to come up with parallel mobile application. Then we can do anything with it that we want.
When you say parallel, does that mean someone has to enter it twice?
Correct.
Isn't there a way to take our website that we already have, so you just have to enter the information once and make it mobile friendly? There's no way to do that?
There's no way to do that. When HART developed that website, they brought in some external talent to develop the CMS. Now, they're very good with it, but I said, is there a way to modify that database? And they told me no. That it's written for, if they have talent to keep it up, but I don't think they have the talent on staff anymore to totally rebuild that, the coding.
So just because they don't, does that mean it's just not possible? Nobody could do it?
It's a proprietary information. I don't know the...
So they develop it?
They develop it, and we use it, but I don't know that we don't own the code.
So really our only option then?
We could, or we could, you know, go to other website developers and develop a website for the city that would be not only mobile and...
This is not all that different than what the economy is finding. 5 years ago, there wasn't, you know, an open source WordPress kind of a software that somebody could do, just put code in, and you know, in the back room. Now, it's a fairly common practice to develop a website that has access, you know, the user access built right into it. I'm not faulting HART, because 5 years ago that really didn't exist. It really wasn't in practice. So
you can't plan for everything.
Yeah, I mean, they were accommodating 5 years ago. They were accommodating our request to allow Mike and Laura access to it. So you know, the technology just has changed, and that's what we have to get used to, is that it's going to change again and again. And so I guess we just have to work with what we got, right? In terms of moving forward, we have to think about it in terms of what we got.
Yeah, and I think we should look at all ways. We do just Facebook, but let's get a price on what a new website would cost in today's economy with the WordPress and with the open source software that's out there by a developer that that can get one that, when we put information in one website, it goes to Facebook, it goes to Twitter, it goes to the website, it goes to the mobile, you know, site. So one entry of data.
Do we own the rights to the content and to the look?
That's ours.
That's okay. So we could theoretically take the way it looks and use that, because that there's a cost to redeveloping that, right?
Yeah.
If we don't have to do that, it theoretically would allow us to have some savings.
And I would imagine, I don't have the contract in front of me as far as the lease and whatever, but HART likes to do business with us. I mean, so if they help guide us, I mean, are they going to, like, well, we'll help guide you, but you can't use that lease? I find that hard to believe that Mike and HART would do that.
No, right. Okay. What is our thinking? I mean, clearly, is there any argument that in order to stay as citizen-friendly as we want to be, that we want to try to find some way to get our site and the information on our site more easily accessible by mobile devices? I mean, do we think that's a given?
Just a quick question. In an ideal world, of course, that's a given. Mm. The cost gives you a bit of a hiccup, you know. I mean, you're thinking $25.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed
to
support that.
No question. That's a question mark right now. Mm-hmm. But I am curious if we have had feedback from community citizens, Mike or Laura maybe could respond to this, that indicates dissatisfaction with our responsiveness and their ability to access our information. Are we getting that kind of feedback and questions from people?
I don't get that feedback. I can only go by what the analytics tell me, and when I see 50% bounce rate, that concerns me. Mm-hmm.
So people are voting with their feet or their fingers, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So basically the bounce rate is that the 0 to 10 seconds. I mean, you can't
actually
see something
less than 10 seconds. People who get a page farther than that first page. Now, they could be just reading what's on the first page, but bounce rate is what happens when people click on the site and don't click on any links within that site.
They don't see what they need, or they can't see it on their phone.
Yeah. That's, and I don't know that for sure, but that's one of the things that, as I read through analytic help, it tells you that the people aren't finding what they're wanting right away and give up and they're going someplace else. Or they're just looking for a way to break into your site. I mean, there's a lot of different ways people try to hack your site so that you can look around and see, is there any way in?
Well, I will say this. I mean, I think our site is fantastic. I use it all. I actually use it all the time. It's amazing. You know, to the extent that there was some reasonable way to make it, and I'm going to get a new phone because my BlackBerry, I think, it's from like 1996 or something. It's really old. But I have a very small screen. The iPhone screens are double the size of my screen. And the Android screens are bigger than those. To some extent, I haven't looked at this on our website on a bigger screen, but that would help me a lot. Just being able to expand and
right.
do that. So, if there's some way we can reasonably do that, I'd like to do that. But by the same token, we do have some economic constraints.
It doesn't cost much to issue an RFP and say, what would it cost for us to do this? And have a few vendors. Tell us what it would cost to say, okay, here's your site, here's your pages. Here's what it would cost to export that into something that's mobile friendly and Twitter friendly and Facebook friendly. And at least we have some numbers. But it was council site, so I figured out what the council
maybe
what your thoughts were.
Do you think you can draft something up for us to look at?
Yeah, I can draft an RFP that we could then send out. And
it certainly doesn't cost anything to ask, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, so long as it fits in his, you got time and it fits in your schedule. I know, and we burden you guys.
Can we actually let Mike do that?
I like the idea of having just one data entry. We don't have enough personnel time to start duplicate stuff.
Yeah.
And even what's on the wall up there, I just went to my phone to review it and see how hard it is to look at it. It's those wide texts, that first big
thing. Yeah.
I can turn my phone sideways and I can just barely read it. If you have a mobile site, it's going to reformat it. It's going to be bigger, shorter lines, so it's bigger text. It does make a big difference.
Yep.
I can't confirm what Mike's saying that that's why people will leave the site, but who knows?
Yeah,
it is difficult.
I will tell you,
to push buttons on that site.
The measure in the private sector of how successful your website is how long people stay with it. I mean, that's a metric that, my company and other companies use to demonstrate the worth of the site. And if we're bouncing people off of there in less than 10 seconds, that's not so good.
Yeah, we've got quite a few, but, 44,000 left within 0 to 10 seconds, and 10,000 save 61 to 180 seconds. So we got some, but we're losing too many too quickly.
What does the committee think about letting Mike do it?
I have a question. What do we have to do for the chamber to fall into their mobile app?
Why doesn't Bill talk about that? Because he's been the one honchoing the chamber relationship.
The chamber wanted to move forward on this to make their site more mobile friendly, and they wanted to do something like they do with a lot of things that encompasses all the different entities and have everybody participate financially, which was kind of how we got started on this. And before we spend any money with that, let's get our act together and figure out where we're going to go. And they're moving forward regardless whether we financially support or not. And I know that gets into our overall support of the chamber. It wasn't a lot of money, but but in the next 2 weeks they're going to unveil their.
So, if we support them financially, and what does that mean? That our website is connected to their mobile app, or is it something different?
It's going to be anyway.
So
it was just a way for them to say, hey. It's very similar to other projects. They go to all the different entities, whether it be SageR, the township, the schools, and say, hey, you're all the big players in town. why don't we all pitch in, and then the cost isn't so much? And that's Mike and I talked, we said, well, let's slow down a little bit, you know, because then we might be nickel and diamond all this instead of investing more in what our plan should be first.
So we, I mean, it makes our plan a little bit more important if the chamber is going to be bouncing their app into our unfriendly phone website.
If we don't join their app.
Then you get the wrong website on your, I mean, it's the right website, but you can't see it on your phone. So you were kind of.
That's what I worry about is we join in the chamber app and people go use that app to find out what's happening in Sylvania. And all the big players, Sage Garden Township and the city and Lords, everybody is there. And they say, okay, what's City of Sylvania doing? They click on there, it's a starting point. And they go there and they went, I can't see that. Let me go to Sage Garden. So they're, I don't want them to bounce out of our site.
That makes it even more pressing.
Yeah. Do we all know how mobile apps look? A good example is what Blade recently did, much to their credit. You know, when you used to try to look at the Blade on your iPhone, it would, like everybody's saying, look like this mini version of a newspaper, right?
You could have a magnifying glass.
And they've redesigned it, and it, you know, basically takes the bits of information and puts it in a vertical format, and you can slide over to different categories and so on. But it's a different, really different technology, different look. So I think, Mike, if you use an iPhone, you understand what he's talking about.
Okay. So yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the first step is just write an RFP and get some talent in here and say, okay, here's what we have. Here's what we're looking for. What will it cost? It's pretty much a one-page RFP.
Is a second step, Mike, doing something with the Facebook page? I mean, is that mutually exclusive? Is that exclusive of doing an RFP? Or should it all be bundled up in an ideal world?
It's not mutually exclusive, not at all. But I really think that Laura and I set the Facebook page up, just like, what do you think type thing. I wouldn't mind having some outside talent help us set up the Facebook page so it's better presented to the people to make sure that, that we're not turning them off or making something that.
So that would be part of this RFP?
It could be.
Well,
it could be. Yeah. I mean, This is
well, I hate to admit this, but I haven't been to our Facebook page, so
I haven't either.
But I will be before lunch.
Well, you know, the tricky thing about it, Doug, is that we have not just the City of Sylvania Facebook page, but the police department has a Facebook page, and somebody else does too.
Is that right?
Oh, SCAT has one, Sage Garden, I think everybody does. And then, so don't feel that I just started. Just a few weeks ago, I just got on, and what it is. The main thing about Facebook pages is the information comes to you once you like the page, and that is incredible. You don't have to go search for information.
Well, and it not only goes to the Facebook page, but somehow it shows up on my email.
Right? That's what I mean. As soon as you like a site, as soon as you like a page,
you just select it.
Everything comes to you.
Our Facebook page is up on the wall.
So as soon as you click like, I have Sylvania Advantage, SCAT, police. I have probably 10 different city Facebook pages liked. And every time they put something on their page, it comes to my Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And you're the administrator on this, right?
Mike and I are.
Yeah, cool.
Whether we have a consultant or not, we should probably do a more aggressive job of getting people to sign up, right? Mm-hmm.
That and what Mike said makes sense about the administration and Keith, and we probably have a training for our staff so we can get that information out, because that's how it really could be utilized.
Before we expanded the Facebook page, I wanted to make sure everybody was going to be okay with having more than just Laura and I input, you know, what's going on.
It would be great to have Pat O'Brien and Pat Livingston putting
Joy Armstrong would be another great person to have do this.
I'm sympathetic to that, or supportive of that, but we need to have some training. We need to make sure that they're all reading off the same script.
Right.
And, have some. I'm a little concerned about opening it up to many people.
Right.
So this is ours, the ProMedica Wildwood Athletic Club. How come they're not posting on it? Is that? My concern is, you have too many people putting stuff on there, and then all of a sudden, your email is like cluttered up with all this stuff that you don't even, like, what?
I think what happened is somebody on our Facebook page, one of us inadvertently liked Chromatica. We'll have to take that off, so. And then, if we like somebody, then it shows up on, it shows up here. We can get rid of the Chromatica, it'll be just ours.
You know, we know we're behind the curve if Mr. Haddad has his picture on there, we don't.
But, like, go to the wall. Go to the wall, you're on the news feed right now.
Okay, let me log into somebody else.
Well, you're on the news feed.
Yeah, this is different.
Yeah.
Let's see our wall.
If you go to the wall, that's what everybody.
There we go.
No, that's not it either. Go up to.
Yeah, see, I'm an admin.
Okay, go up to Mike Tanzi.
Okay.
To the right. Right, now click on the wall. Well, you're already on the wall.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, you're on Mike Tanzi's though.
Yeah.
You can go to City of Sebagus.
Yeah, go to City of Sebagus.
Let me pop out of here.
I'm glad to see that somebody else has the same problems with this that I did.
That way, Katie, you'll be able to see what City of Sebagus wall looks like. It's all just information.
You don't want, like, cluttery stuff coming out from the City of Sebagus.
It's not.
That was the news.
Here we go.
That's Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Sebagus, Alabama?
Yeah.
And I think it's actually.
I didn't know that there was a.
It's in Georgia too, isn't there?
There's another camp or somewhere else that.
They have a nice lady mayor down there.
Okay, this is the admin.
See, it brings me in the admin.
Click on the home.
All the time, because I'm the admin.
Click home, upper right.
Okay.
And click to your wall. No, up.
Out of Elizabeth, that's you.
There we go.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, look, this is interesting, but let's.
Yeah, why don't you click.
Yeah. Florida.
Yeah, pop in with, you know, like, because it knows me as an admin, so it wants me to start fixing things, so.
Yeah, just go.
Okay. Hold new.
All right, click up, oh, no, go back to City of Sebagus. Click on City of Sebagus Facebook. Okay, now just scroll down and it'll show everybody what, okay, now there's our page right there. At the top is what Mike and I see when we're administrators, that when we log in as administrators, that's what it looks like. But below the City of Sebagus and then that next bar, below that is what everybody sees when they come to our page. And those are all posts that Mike and I can do. So that's our wall. If somebody comes to our site, they can like our wall. As soon as they like it, from that point on, everything we post automatically goes to their news feed on their Facebook page.
Right.
So for instance, if, you know, I think I put up tree limb pickup will last 2 to 3 weeks. I think I got 6 likes that day. Mm-hmm. Because somebody went to it and thought, hey, they're letting us know when the tree limb pickup is going to continue.
Right.
Or I put up the mayor's message. My company do this, we put the mayor's message up here just for kicks, and if you click on this, it automatically opens up the mayor's message about Jamie Farr. But once I post that, everybody that we have likes, we have 76 likes, which is not many, but 76 people in their newsfeed got the mayor's message. So it's just an automatic. So this is what it looks like, Katie. It's not, what you saw before was a newsfeed of somebody's Facebook page. Everything that they like goes on the newsfeed. But this is our page right here.
I deleted my account.
Okay.
My account got
hacked. Yeah, well, clearly the opportunity to increase the number of likes is there. And, you know, a benchmark is that the zoo has 60,000 Facebook friends, right? So,
well,
you know.
Like I said, if we start advertising, like our page, yeah. You know, like Scat did and a couple other places,
yeah.
Start getting the.
Yeah.
Getting it up there in the media,
we're
going to get a lot.
Yeah, I didn't want to start advertising too much until. We started to find out what people thought, you know,
right.
Whether or not to continue it or it was more an experiment.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, to just sort of bring a summary to this part of the conversation, Do we have some agreement that we want Mike to at least draft an RFP? Mike, what I would suggest is that you circulate that to members of the council and to, obviously, to the administration to sort of just provide some more input, or at least as a heads up.
Sure.
And then maybe you and I could talk about the list of folks that we might want to send that out to. We need to, and we can obviously post that on the website.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Mark, I'm not a committee member, but one question goes through my mind that I would like to have an answer to. You know, we have budgets, and I probably should know this, but I don't. You have built into your budget for new technology. If we were to improve the website and do, you know, once you have the information, what other, and it comes out of your budget, okay? Not an increase in the budget, but comes out of the budget. What effect would that have on any other technology that you were planning on purchasing this year or next year, okay?
It really, I don't know how much this is going to cost yet.
Well, I understand.
I didn't plan anything in my budget, but I'm way under budget in my department.
Okay. That
not looking for a place to spend it, mind you, but we build into our budget for contingencies.
Right.
People always bring things to us mid-year that they had no idea they needed the previous September. This is just a starting point. I mean, to see this move forward this year, I would kind of be surprised, you know, really, as long as it took the first one to go.
Well, yeah, it's conceivable that if Mike doesn't have the ability to fund this from his budget, that we could roll it into our, at least our budget discussion for next year and make it a 2013 project. You know?
Yeah, this is, I wanted to get the ball rolling.
I think part of it is a better late than never mentality if we don't get to it for a bit, but we need to understand, you know, what the costs are and what the opportunities are. So we'll have Mike do that, and I'll report that to council when we meet in 2 weeks. There's another piece, just very quickly, that Laura or Mike, you had talked about some things that you felt we needed to shift in terms of content, right, that we could do without, you know, to the existing site, certain things that people were looking for that you felt that we could maybe beef up a little bit. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
on a weekly basis, I believe Katie mentioned keeping our page fresher, if you will, more on a weekly basis on our landing page, our home page. And again, that's going to be with other city employees and administration and city council's help by getting information to Mike and I if there's something pertinent that they want to see on the landing page. And we can do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can move things around. We can change pictures more often. We can freshen it up definitely more often than we are now.
And we can do that without creating a burden.
Correct.
On you.
Correct.
Don't want to take away time from the mayor.
But the key part of that is getting the information to us. Everybody needs to kind of talk about our website. Rather than just go there, think about things that could go on, and we'll be happy to put it on.
Okay. Katie, you were at the meeting, the earlier meeting. Is there anything else that we missed?
I think we're in good shape. I was just, as I'm sitting here, I was thinking of freshening the website. Like things that go on the electronic sign, like every time somebody requests something on the electronic sign, do you think maybe I should put this on the website? I mean, not all of them. Some of them are like church things. And
yeah, mine is the church events. I do put them on our calendar, but that's not on our homepage. So I could pick and choose a couple to put on our homepage.
Like yeah. Some of the big ones, like
sure.
Like the taking it to the streets stuff, or the anything that's a downtown business association. I mean, anytime they call, just put it on the electronic sign, say, hey, let's put it on the website, too. And
yeah. And it goes on the calendar of events, but we could definitely make it more prominent as a paragraph or a headline on our website.
Yeah. Okay.
So that sounds great.
Okay, good. Okay, any other questions? If not, I think we made some good progress. at least we understand what the challenge is and how we might want to proceed. So didn't spend a dime today, that's good, but we can see what where that takes us. Anything else? If not, it's 9:28, we're adjourned. Thank you, have a good weekend.